turns out it's pretty difficult to conduct interviews in an active construction site.
It is a little loud. This is hard for radio.
But amid the pounding of nails and the sanding of surfaces is the skeleton of the Sitka Public Library. I was joined by Scott Eastwood, the superintendent of Dawson Construction, and Bill Foster, a member of Friends of the Library, which is a booster association. Foster said that throughout the tours, one question seems to be on the tip of every citizen's tongue.
Every time I talk about the library and how excited I am about getting into it, invariably the roof comes up.
That's because from the front of the building, the roof looks flat and in danger of pooling water.
It will not leak. I think that's guaranteed. And it's actually sloped from the middle down, so the water goes either way. The water is not going to stand in that area. And we went over that with the architects when this building was being designed, and they assured us that this will work. And what I like about it, it gives kind of a flair to this building. A little old and a little new.
In fact, the rock corners which match the original came from the demolition site of the nearby Centennial Building. Eastwood didn't plan on that, but it was a happy coincidence.
Yeah. Two-thirds of the stone that was put up on the walls on the exterior is recycled from the Centennial Building.
As for the design, it closely matches the plan from MRV Architects based out of Juneau, with some critical improvements to the structural integrity. Construction on the library was halted in January when steel parts were discovered to be too small to hold the building up. Eastwood says those issues are behind them.
I would say that all structural issues have been resolved with. They were resolved and dealt with quite some time ago.
He's excited for the public to walk into the building and notice the same difference he did the first time he walked through the old library.
It was a dark tone and dark look of the building, where this is just really light. The exposed ceiling is all nice and light color. The exposed beams are offset with another light brown color.
The bathrooms are at the front. The circulation desk is crescent shaped. Librarian Greg Mandel, who was on the tour, asked if there will be shelves behind the desk. Turns out there would not be, but Mandel is already thinking about the working realities of the building. And he's particularly excited that with 4,800 extra square feet to play with, there will be more specialized rooms for patrons.
Before, whenever we wanted to offer a program, it's just out in the library, so it's competing. You know, if people wanted to study privately, they had to kind of, you know, they had the noise going on with that. And now we'll be able to offer the public multipurpose use that is really going to be fantastic.
That includes individual study rooms, a teen section, and a media room to house all the computers. It can blend in with the stacks or be cordoned off for events with a glass wall. According to Matt Christner, the project manager, this keeps the computers visible, but outside of the main traffic area. Christner adds that so far construction costs are on budget, which is $6.1 million. I asked Eastwood, is there anything in the original design you had to do away with? And there was, a fireplace. Kodiak has one, Petersburg has one. But that might not be such a bad thing for Sitka.
The swing side of that is by losing a fireplace, you've gained larger windows and more space and view of the water.
And it is quite the view. The glass partitions will be installed next month. And if a reader were to stand in the middle, it's a scene straight out of Gulliver's Travels. Through the panoramic windows, the building appears to float right off the surface of the water. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.